Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to the Kicks and Giggles show, where we promise to tease your temple, soothe your sensibilities, and make your mouth water all at the same damn time. I'm your host, Miss Kate, and you can find me kicking it every week with my friends. That's none other than my fly co-host, S. Dot.
Hey, what's up, people?
The beautiful ATL correspondent, Ms. Gina Moe.
Gina Moe, representing the FOOCO. Hi, everyone.
And my favorite man on the ones and twos, DJ DVO, Mr. Why Not.
DJ DVO, what's going on? What's popping? Why not?
Ooh, it sounds like everybody's in the building and in the place to be tonight. So I don't know about y'all, but we've been anticipating this conversation for tonight's show. We're breaking down odd couples. We're talking about mismatched hookups, and we're highlighting the hot list of perfect pairs. So as always, if you want to participate in the Kicks and Giggles show, you can call in at 713-955-0821, but you got to press 1 to get into the conversation, or you can hit the link to open up our chat room, or you can tweet us live at KNG Show. I'm going to repeat that just because things might be a little slow for you tonight. They are a little slow for me. I'm drinking a little rosé. I hope you're drinking with us. But if you want to get in on the conversation, hit us up on our Facebook page, The Kicks and Giggles Show. You can call in. The number again is 713-955-0821. Press 1. Or get on our chat room or tweet us live at KNG Show. So we're going to do our best to get to your comment throughout the show. So don't fret. Just hit us up. The lines are now open, so don't go away. We're going in right away tonight. Like I said, tonight's title, our levels to this, we're going to turn it all the way up with a classic from Trillville, Get On My Level. You're in the sweet spot on the Kicks and Giggles show, only on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
What? Get on my level.
What?
Get on my level.
Okay.
Get on my level.
Okay.
Get on my level.
It's Trillville, huh?
All you do is chit chat. Always just to make sure I stay gone.
ball or some brawl, Georgia girls, Georgia dawg. Trying to get with me, it's like Nelson with Cole. They call me Don P, a.k.a. Cardio. Up at the club with my Cartier's on. Don't know if I'm high, drunk, or get my roll on. The cell, can you hear me? Hell no. Get on my level, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. For real.
Knows how to get me hyped right away. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to the Kicks and Giggles Show. This is Miss K, and I know you're just excited as we are, just as excited as we are about tonight's show. So again, feel free to join us on the call. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter. Let me set this one up for tonight. I am by default a people watcher. Are y'all people watchers?
Yes.
You know it.
One of my most favorite things to do.
Okay.
I want to make sure I'm not alone with that.
But
I'm not a stalker, but I will watch you.
I'm definitely going to watch. So, and here lately, I'm finding myself looking at couples, and I can't help but wonder, how the hell did they end up together? I don't know what that's about.
Okay.
But it's like half of the couples I see, I'm like, what in the world is going on? So it makes me think, are people settling? You know, how does someone gain access to date out of their league? Because that's what I feel like is happening. Either they're dating above or below their level, their league. And what are some of the scenarios where this is happening more prevalent these days? So is it passé to assume someone's dating above or beneath their level? And if it isn't, how and what are some of the ways we see this happening? I know I'm throwing a lot at y'all tonight, but, you know, DVO threw me, he threw get on my level at me, so. So what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting that you talk about this. I think the show is super interesting because, you know, a lot of people, I think men for many years, for many ages have dated, you know, below their age range. We can date above our age range, and that's called a cougar. So we can do all that kind of stuff. But the other thing that's so interesting is that a lot of people will go to college, right? I mean, the college is more, you know, there's more access in college. And you don't see, you know, the sister who's a good girl wants the thug. And the dude who's a church boy wants the girl who's in the street. You get a lot of these kind of mismatched couples happening. One of the couples that I often observed was, I often thought it was interesting that people who were like, you know, student leaders, SGA presidents, queens, always wanted the dude or the girl who was like they just wasn't about that life. Like, the student leaders never dated each other. They was always dating some kind of hood chick or hood dude
yeah.
who barely had three-syllable words. So I always thought that was funny in college, right? So, I think a lot of us do that even today. You know, pastors be dating,
yeah.
you know, little things in the street that don't come to the church.
I agree. I'm going to back up on one thing you said about being a cougar. What's wrong with a cougar?
Well,
nothing.
I can tell you what's wrong with being a cougar, because I have some interesting statistics on the age gap. If there's a 5-year age gap in a marriage, you are 18% more likely to divorce. Compare that to having a 1-year age gap where you're only 3% likely to divorce. Now, when you get up to 10 years of an age gap, that is 39% more likely to divorce. In 20 years, you can forget about it. It's 95% because you have nothing in common.
Well, when
married,
he died, like, is this only for women or is this for men? Like, because I just feel like men dating women younger than them is not that unusual.
Well, this is a study on 3,000 people, married people. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? This was a study on 3,000 people, and by the Emory in Atlanta. Sorry, you know, I had to represent Atlanta. I think that it is a mix of both women and men. They're just looking at of them both, and so that's basically what their findings were.
Can I chime in?
Yeah. Sure.
This is what I feel. I think the age gap does make a difference. The age gap does make a difference. I just think the above level.
R. Kelly said age ain't nothing but a number.
That's true.
But I'm more
so on the aspect of my level, above level, beneath level. I think guys and females, and hear me out. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let me see if you agree. Everybody has a level that they fuck with, right? If you believe your level, it's just going to be a fun thing, a fuck thing, a toy thing, and that's it. Am I right? If we're if it's an even level, that's somebody you could build with. If you could find somebody above your level, I think that's what you really want because you got somebody who will make you do better, be better, see better. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but then again, everybody likes to have fun. If you got somebody to make $100,000 a year and you make it 50, 60, and she above your level and she likes to have fun, that's a good thing. You might not be beneath her level mentally, but financially that's different. If we just talking about having fun and shit like that, it's all levels to that shit.
But you know what? I'm glad you brought up the money thing because and the scenario you played out, which is if she has the 100 G's and he's at 50, like a lot of times, I don't think men can handle that. I really don't think men can handle being with a woman that makes much more money than they make.
No, that's
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to chime in. Keep going.
No, I was just going to say, I think at some point there's going to be that whole respect conversation is going to come into play. Whether or not the woman, you know, is making him feel like he's respected or not respected or whatever, I just think at some point that man is going to he's going to feel some type of way because the woman is making more money. And ultimately the thought is that she's going to want to call the shots. I could be wrong, you know.
I think that women overdo the whole money situation. I think black couples have always had kind of reverse economies because black men and black women have not always been able to work. So I think it's a very interesting question. I think this is a question that really gets at it because I think that when we start talking about money, we also really start talking about power of the couple. And I think a part of the problem is when sisters and brothers be in relationship and the money dynamic something crazy, sisters grow up thinking his money is my money and my money is my money. Men don't grow up thinking like that. Like, we don't grow up thinking her money is my money and my money is my money. So, that's a real tricky thing.
Sean K. Kittle.
I'm going to tell you right now, if a man is with me, his money is my money and my money is my money.
You're going to pay half these bills. You're going to pay more than half. You're going to pay two-thirds of these bills. If you make $100,000 and I make $50,000, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Maybe that's why I'm single. You never know. Who knows?
But listen. Let me chime in real quick. I firmly believe in this day and age, if you on a level playing field mentally, financially has nothing to do with it. I believe a female should make more money than her man. Reason being, they need more shit. Listen to me. They need more shit. The man can take care of the house, the responsibilities, but females, y'all need a lot of shit. That's real talk.
Well,
your hair costs
I mean,
too.
Yeah.
Your hair, talking about. Hair, nails alone is $500. Am I right or wrong? Ladies? Not you, Gina. You natural. And can you natural?
I'm natural, too. I'm natural. I don't spend $500 on that stuff.
Just
not at all.
Listen, listen. I understand. I'm not being superficial. Hear me out. I'm not being superficial.
Let me refine.
Shea butter don't cost that much. You can get shea butter regular.
I'm talking about the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, I would say that traditionally, you know, the men were the breadwinners in the household and the women stayed home. And, the onset of, civil rights and women becoming, liberated and getting more education, that there are some scenarios where the woman may bring home more than the men. And regardless if you guys are, the exception to the rule, but there are a lot of men that have a big problem with women making more money, regardless if we need stuff or not. Because I'll just say that, a man... It pleases a man to be able to provide for his family and to provide for his significant other. And if she needs her hair, her nails done, he can provide for that as well. And he will enjoy being able to look upon her beautiful hair and nails. I'm just saying,
it's a whole lot of trifling niggas who have not provided for nobody. So it's a whole lot of them bitch. It's a whole lot of brothers who have not done this job well. So. I mean, I think here's the thing. I think sisters have always the one thing that you can trust about sisters. She got a $20 bill somewhere stuck somewhere. So sisters be telling you about what they got and what they don't have. You know, sisters lying to you about their finances because they always got extra money. Brothers on the other hand. I mean, and I know I'm kind of veering from the other side of it, but like I don't think that we get as caught up as y'all think we get caught up in this thing. But a lot of times, women want men. You do want us to provide, and we do want to provide. But the reality is, like, if you make $25,000 more than me, that's more for us. I would hope you understand that. But that's the thing. Like, some sisters be wanting to hold it over your head and be like, I make more, and you ain't gonna tell me what to do, and you need to get on my level. And see, now that is when you gotta. That's when you gotta. Say some other stuff to us. So that's all I'm thinking. That's what I think.
Well, we're gonna take just a moment and see if we have a caller that has a comment to say. We're gonna see which side this caller agrees with, whether they agree with me and Gina or you and DVO. So, welcome to the Kids and Giggles Show. What's your name and where you calling from?
Nikki.
Maybe they think. I'm
hey,
sorry.
Good everybody. Good evening, Nikki. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, I agree with both sides to a certain extent. I had to make notes because y'all were talking really fast.
Talk a little bit closer to your mic for me, okay?
I'm sorry, sweetie. I do agree that women require certain things. I do agree that there's those of us that still do the braids and the weave and the nails and things like that. Don't do it often, but my money is my money. I do not believe in sharing. I'm that woman that feels like the only thing you need to do for me is make sure my mortgage is paid. That's who I am.
Oh.
If you're living with me and you have keys to my house, keep my roof. Everything else in my house, I will do. I will do the table, electricity, water, whatever else needs to be done. Food, that's me. I just feel like as long as that mortgage is paid, everything works. Keep your car together. Keep my car together, not necessarily my car notes. I'm 20 years retired from the military, so at that point, I'm able to handle the things that I can. So if I'm just asking you to do, to me, what I consider minimalism, keep a roof over my head, I don't need you if I got to do it by myself. I don't need
okay.
that.
Yeah, I hear you.
You're there to rebuild with that. My next thing is, I don't know, women are kind of flaky a little bit. Every now and then, you have And it depends on the age gap. I'm not saying all. I'm going to say there's an age gap, but there's growing. Because at 20, when I was married at 23, I was that female riding to the house trying to figure out where my husband was going in. But at 45, I'm saying, okay, that's what you got. That's what you say. It just depends on your growth level and what works for you. I have to make some more notes. Hold on.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. It sounds predominantly, it sounds like you on the side of me and Gina Mo. So thank you so much for calling.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. So
yeah, I agree.
You heard that, men. You heard that. She said, if you live in under the roof, pay the mortgage. Pay the mortgage. And I'm with that. But you know, again, that's
if
maybe
you
why I'm
if
single.
Your mortgage is my whole paycheck, I'm not paying the mortgage.
What? Well, see, that's how we're gonna have to compromise on that.
I love my brother Estot. Estot, keep it real. He says, "Fuck that." Estot,
your
mortgage
is
my nigga.
Hey,
that's
hey
my nigga Estot. Nah, but I hear Estot
is my nigga.
I think y'all
got to understand. Let's talk about. I'm sorry.
I wanted to add a chat from our chat room. Donna Denise wanted to let everyone know that, for the record, natural hair is not cheap. Although it may not cost $300, but those products do add up. And our other comment from the chat room from Greg Fogg says, it's all good till that first argument about money comes up, and she comes out her face making a dude feel less than.
Yep.
If a woman is overall respectful, I think she'll respect the fact that and keep that issue of making more out of the disagreement.
But see, women don't know how to fight above the belt. Y'all do not know how to do it. This is the problem when people aren't on the same level. Because sisters will say crazy shit like, "You're illiterate ass." Like, if you know you dating a person who can't read,
Fantasia.
You can't go. You
I
can't
love
go
Tasia,
to
by
the
way.
The
Tasia, don't write me. I love you.
If you date a dude who make minimum wage and you make 100 G's, I mean, then you can't be like, "Yo, broke ass." I mean, you chose his broke ass. So, and I think, I think I agree with the sister who said, "Ma'am, I know you don't hear us, but we're teasing about the shea butter. Shea butter is expensive. Coconut oil, all that stuff that making up in the kitchen. All that shit is expensive."
And not only that, you got to buy multiple products. You ain't just buying shea butter. You got to try every week. Every week is something different.
Okay, I'm about to go in, sis.
What? Let's go to another topic. Let's go to another topic. We talked about money being an issue. What about negotiating between things like, we kind of started hitting on this with education or job, but what about when it comes to things like family pedigree or religion?
Which ones really matter
and which ones don't matter?
I think that family pedigree is some real stuff, y'all. I think most black people got a hood side of their family. Whether they mess with their hood side of their family, whether they fuck with their hood side of their family is another story. So seeing bougie
people. Everybody got
people,
a cousin Ray Ray that's been to jail, like real talk.
No, everybody got a whole side of cousin Ray Ray. We don't just got like one cousin Ray Ray. Everybody black people acting like they just got one cousin Ray Ray. We have lots of cousin Ray Rays. But
that's
to party with cousin Ray Ray is a whole other story when you bring it home. Somebody who only messes with the bougie side of their family or the upper middle class side of their girl, like the only the Huxtable side. They be so scared when they see cousin Ray Ray coming around the corner. And cousin
Ray
Ray.
Well, you see what the hell happened with the Huxtable, so fuck that.
But guess what? As not, they fuck with the Huxtable side of the family. When shit go down and get real, they call Ray Ray.
They call Ray Ray. Yes, we do.
You got to call Ray Ray. You got to keep Ray Ray in your back pocket at all times.
You got to keep Ray Ray.
That's what it's for.
But you'd be surprised. But would you take Ray Ray? Now here's the thing. Would you take Ray Ray to your professional gathering?
Hell no.
In your own family.
Because Ray Ray going to cut the fool.
Yeah, can't take them nowhere.
Ray Ray gonna cut the fool. You can't take them nowhere. Ray Ray gonna hit the loud before he goes. He gonna have some rock in his trunk.
No doubt.
And when he comes, he's going to act the fool.
DVO's calling flag on that play. Can I talk?
What?
And listen to me. Listen to me. Ray Will Wild will fuck out. But bear in mind, every Ray in every hood will listen to one motherfucker that he respect and he love, that if they tell that nigga don't act up, he won't act up unless they need
him.
That's Aunt Sarah. Am I right or wrong?
Or Uncle John.
So now you gotta take two people to your sorority meeting. You got
not talking about your
sorority mom.
We ain't talking about sorority. We ain't talking about Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
Hey.
We ain't talking about
sorority.
We're talking real.
Let me just say this, guys. Ray Ray has his place, because personally, when I did bring a new guy around the family, I took him directly to Ray Ray because I wanted
directly.
This new guy to know that he cannot try me, because Ray Ray is going to have his ass somewhere where nobody can find him. And I just need that, you know, that knowledge, that
you
got to
put the fear
overcast
in real quick.
You got to have that little fear in there just to know that you cannot act up with this one, because Ray Ray's not having it, and he got 14 other cousins and uncles that will go down like that too.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think it's a balance there.
Now, date Ray Ray or you know, or whatever ghetto superstar you dating. Men like to date ghetto superstars too now. We like to date a ghetto bunny. And I mean, but like, here's my number one rule when dating ghetto bunnies.
Okay.
No one knows you're ghetto unless you don't look like you belong.
It's true, because you can fake it till you make it.
So, like,
you can always fake it till you make it.
So, my thing is, like, that's the one thing about, I think, when you're, because, you know, like, everybody doesn't feel comfortable everywhere. And that's the one question I think that is real, you know, like, a lot of families, when we get to, you start talking about weddings and get into the wedding moment, and families don't merge, and you can see it, and, like, you'd be like, no, that's his ghetto family, and her family is bougie and stank. Like, you know, like, I think that's when stuff really get to, you know, that's when people really, you find out what really, because my thing is, like, how do you, now we're talking about Ray Ray as our cousin, but talk about Ray Ray or your ghetto bunny as your spouse, as your girlfriend, right? That's a whole different story.
Or your bougie girlfriend,
because you can have, some people don't really mess with bougie people like that. They
I always picture Lim from Soul Food. Like, Lim was the brother-in-law everybody wanted. He was that dude, you know.
Had a gold tooth.
But you had, did he have a gold tooth? Damn.
No,
but
he didn't have no gold tooth.
But then you also had to be real selective of where you took him, because he was going to be himself. And that's cool, but it was a double-edged sword, because he was either going to feel uncomfortable or he was going to make someone there feel uncomfortable.
Can you date somebody and you can only take them a few, like you can't take them everywhere in your life? I mean, can you really, like, date somebody seriously that you can't take everywhere?
I don't think so. I don't think you can date someone long-term that you can't feel comfortable taking everywhere and put in every scenario. Like, for me, the barometer is I need to be with someone that doesn't meet strangers, because I'm very shy. I know y'all don't believe that I'm shy, but I'm really shy when I'm out in public. And so I can't be with a nigga that's shy, and I'm shy because, hell, I'm not going to talk. So we both can't look crazy, you know?
But,
you know,
sure.
That's just me.
Well, we have a comment on that same stream of consciousness, Kay. Diamond says, I've been participating in one of the oddest couples. Nothing about us is the same, not education, not family pedigree. The only thing we have in common is each other. And, yes, I was
I know what the answer to that is. I know what they got in common, that dick.
About him into
that
the right
dick.
Side. That's what they got in common. Hey.
That wet is what they got in common.
just so nasty. We're just joking. We're just joking. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't even hear the rest of the comment.
Love who you love. Love, love. Go ahead and love them. No, I mean, you know, I mean, because sometimes opposites do attract, but it ain't pragmatic. That shit is not pragmatic, and I think that's where a lot of couples struggle. But I think the other thing that I think is a lot, I think it's hard to date people who don't have the same religion. I know that's in the, like, you know, like one of the things that we're going to talk about, but, like, it's hard to date people who don't have the same religion, because if you don't have
that's a deal breaker.
God conscious, like, you can't be in the house like, you know what, I think Jesus told me yesterday, and somebody's like, Allah. No, I don't know that Jesus person.
It's a deal breaker for me.
But, you know,
I know a couple, and they may be the exception to the rule, but I know a couple where he is Catholic, she is Muslim, and they have one of the best communication, one of the best marriages that I know. Opposites attract, and their yin and yang kind of work for the dynamic of their family. Now, mind you, neither one of them are devout. So that,
see,
I guess that
why.
Helps. But they're able to make their life work. And they
let
are
her tell be church
different.
Of God in Christ. Let her tell be church of God in Christ and have a tambourine sitting somewhere with a hat. That shit would not work.
She'd be like, Holy Ghost, hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Like,
oh, my.
She'd be like, You'd be like, look. Look, sister, I appreciate you. But see, I think a part of it is, like, when y'all both in the middle, like, y'all be like, I do Jesus or I do Allah, but, like, it's all the same thing. You really actually do kind of share a religious perspective. But let one of them let one of them get real devout real quick and be like, all the children got to be confirmed. Or,
oh,
and they
got
to wear a hijab. Mm-hmm. And they got to wrap their bodies. And they got to have, you know, it'll be too much. Like,
yeah,
people,
that's the problem.
People,
for sure. Well, guys, we are going to take a break and listen to some Upgrade You. When we come back, I'm going to share Gina Jen with everyone on Risk. So let's upgrade right
here. Yeah, me.
That's right.
Talk your shit.
Let me upgrade you.
How you going to upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you be the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Know this you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing. Believe me, come harder. This won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself. Trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. What you think they are? Yeah.
traded all the corporate dues. They call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, the rain swap sort of do. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pass and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your fingers like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just got an Allen hopping off of your mafia coast. Mafioso, oh baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars, I order yours tomorrow. Now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, fixed income, no collecting cars.
Welcome back, everyone, and now it's time for Gina STEM. According to the autobiography of Malcolm X, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that women need to be half man's age plus seven. Now, does this rule of seven really apply in today's society? It's been said that women are physiologically ahead of men, so is it necessary to seek a man that has more knowledge, discipline, or money in order to have respect for them? What then is needed for a woman to earn respect? Our bodies, regardless of how proud we are of them, should not be the basis of the respect our men should have for us, since we all know that bodies will change. Instead, one could argue that it isn't necessary for a man to respect a woman in the same way that a woman should respect a man. A woman, in some ways, has respect off top. Her decorum and dignity requires the respect that she deserves. However, she can lose them and lose that respect from her own actions, where men have to earn respect from things that they can attain, such as knowledge, wealth, cars, jewelry, and things of that nature. In today's society, all of that is an old way of thinking. And while respect is not something that is tangible, it is most certainly seen and felt. So it's up to you to make sure that you are being respected by first respecting yourself and being true to that. Biggie said, I should grow up and check myself before I wreck myself, disrespect myself. So make sure that you are not mismatched in the balance of respect in your relationships. Respect yourselves first, fam. That's my gem, y'all. That's what I have.
Yo, that was hot. That was on point. I love the quote
respect
from Biggie.
Respect yourself.
Before you wreck yourself, or was that wrecks in effect?
That was dope, Gina. That was dope, Gina. That was dope.
Go, Gina. Gina said respect her. She said
respect.
She was. There was a role she knew. She met her once or twice, before. So y'all don't know nothing about that.
Listen,
she was tossing and flossing and doing all the hard things. That's what Aretha Franklin said.
That's it. So, listen, we've been talking about dating on your level tonight, and we don't want to leave our callers out. I think we have a couple callers, so I'm just going to give them an opportunity if they want to talk and make a comment. So, let's see. We have somebody from 202. This is the Kicks and Giggles show. If you'd like to make a comment, let us know. What is your thought?
That's cool.
This is Ms. K on the Kicks and Giggles show. What's your comment or question? All right. Sounds like we're going to move on to the next person. Let's see. This is the Kicks and Giggles show. What's your comment or question?
Hey there. It looks like somebody in the ATL. You have anything to say?
No. All right. Sounds like everybody's just listening in tonight, which is cool. No
we
problem.
We're just
with
listening
that.
On the Underground Railroad. Getting ready for breakfast, Dreamer.
Well, you know it is right around the corner. So,
well, we have some people in our chat room that are commenting, and Miss Diamond says that her aunt and uncle were married over 60 years, y'all, and
Jesus.
They had different religions. He was a Baptist, and she was a Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh.
Do you believe that?
Wow, wow.
60 years is amazing. That is just amazing.
Yeah,
go
that's all right.
Go Diamond in your
my great grandparents were married 63 or 64 years, but they were both Christians. So I mean, I guess that's not really a good point. Never mind. So, but I definitely want to make sure that we have said everything we want to say about this dating up or dating down. I mean, we talked about cougars tonight. We've talked about religious differences. We talked a little bit about education differences. We talked about financial or just money making differences. Was there anything else you guys had to say about this?
Well, I have a few more points on demographics regarding Black people.
Detail.
And I think that it was okay. So, in comparison, Black people marry later and at lower rates compared to white people.
Because we can't afford divorce. Next.
Newsweek reports that
I know a couple people that can't.
and talking about, you know, mismatched things, black women have the lowest rate of marrying across race lines. Only 49% of educated black women get to marry a well-educated man. And in that sense, as they're talking about at least some post-secondary education, compared to 84% of white women who get to marry a well-educated man.
That's because
that's
they men not in jail.
Right.
The white men
I think it's
white men is not in jail. Black men is in jail. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, but at the same time, if that's the case, let's just talk about the loyalty of black women. Because black women do not marry in other races for the most part. They want a black man. It goes back to my old adage that black women love black men so much that they will be single. Like 60% of black women will never be married. And
but
I think that part of that is because they love black men so much and there's not a huge amount of eligible black men for us to marry.
You know the other pool that doesn't marry a lot, in terms of like that probably has the second highest rate of not marrying and definitely does not marry outside of their race much, Asian men.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's true.
So Asian men also don't marry. They also have very similar rates of non-marriage. So,
that's true.
You know,
but those Asian women
them,
be out. Those Asian women will run and go and marry.
Oh,
those
they
out.
Go everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they'll go everywhere.
So sisters, if
but
you can handle
like
Chinese have food and some small peen, you can marry an Asian man.
Wow. But, you know, I'm glad you said that about the peen because I feel like we've talked all around, you know, dating up and down the level, but we haven't talked about the obvious things that people do. Like, let's talk about the chick who's got it all together, who's got the fly job, who has all the education intact, but she's dating the dude that, you know, I guess her friends or family or whomever would consider is beneath her level, but he got that good D. Why y'all get quiet
y'all
on me with
but
that?
Y'all been liking them since college.
Dang.
Y'all, that, you know what
oh,
they're
yeah.
called? You know what those
what
are
is that
called? Omega.
What's that called? I hate you. You are so wrong and shady for that.
Omega,
so alphas can't get down like that?
Omega, we are well-spoken. We are the total package. We are a husband. We are meant to be husbands.
Uh-oh.
We are not. That's what we do. We wife people up, and we turn them into wives. We clean sisters up. That's what we do. That's what we do
clean
for people.
Clean sisters up. We getting off.
Yes.
Okay, we're good. We're good. We have vetted this topic.
No, but
that was
wrong.
No,
but I'm messing around. You know, I got much respect for the bro. I got much respect for the Omega.
Yes,
I
know you do. I know you do.
So, but my
we
but
all
my
love the
bro. Okay, wait a minute. You went too far. Okay. So, what I was gonna say was that I do think that sisters do like the bad boy. Y'all do. Y'all don't like what's on y'all level. Y'all don't like a good boy. Y'all would date nigga after nigga who is trifling, but y'all won't date a real dude. I think it's because sometimes y'all scared of y'all own potential. Y'all want to be able to
Ooh.
Have an old Tyler Perry
oh.
movie story. That's why. Help me out, DVO.
No. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I think every girl in some period of her life goes through that whole roughneck, you know, MC Light song came out and was bigging
yes,
them up and it
definitely.
Really attracts fun.
Definitely.
But when it's time to build and build your life, it's not necessarily about the bad boy. It's about that dude that's going to hustle, that has that ambition, that's going to grow and is going to build with you. And I think a mature woman is not looking for somebody that she's going to just be able to have fun with, but she's going to be able to have something that's loyal, that's something that she can build with and make a life with. And,
she wants a life partner.
So I reject that, you know, us women just want somebody who's in the streets because I don't want that.
I think there's a time and a place for that.
For you at all.
I think there's a time and a place for that. I think there's a time in a woman's life or a man's life for that matter where you want someone who has a little bit of edge to them, and that's really fun. But like Gina said, like at a certain point, you are looking to build a future. You're looking to figure out who, you know, and it doesn't have to be that they match your education or they match your salary or whatever, but they just need to match you. They need to match your personality.
Yeah.
They need to
be
that right fit so that when you are in a position to bury a loved one, that's who you want standing next to you. Or when, you know, you want to sit on the porch after you retire and rock, or you want to see your grandchildren run up, who can you imagine next to you? And I honestly, I mean, we've been joking around a whole lot tonight about, you know, levels up and down, but honestly, I don't think that person always has to have the exact same thing, the same upbringing,
right.
the same, you know, right. Same anything that you have where that is. They just got to be who God sent, and they got to be a good fit. So, you know, that's my
We have some comments in the chat room where T says that D will make you stay with a broke down brother.
Sure will.
Just because he got
let him lay on your couch while you go to a good job every day. It ain't gonna be me. That's why I'm single.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
ran into no good.
Another one says that they agree that you want to be with the bad boy between 17 and 24, but after that, you don't want it. You don't want to deal with a guy.
I don't know about that 24
that
thing. Maybe 38, but you know what I mean?
Wow.
What do I know?
Well,
what do
I'm
I know?
well, yeah,
you
that's
what
our chat room says.
What I would say is that I think, and this is my rule of thumb, which is that I think you want somebody who can be with you at any point of your life, and you feel like they get you. So like you talked about the funeral, but like for me, I need to be able to take you to a fraternity ball, my school meeting, like my job, you know, party, a wedding, a family member's cookout, family reunion in my family, my hood families, you know, getting, you know, barbecue or whatever. Like, you got to be able to work in all of those places in my life.
because I don't think, I think, I mean, I've definitely dated the person who couldn't work in all of those places. And I think that that is what the friction was, because, like, there, like on some level, like, there's only, you only got you, and you, and the you that you are is you in many parts. But that you has to, I mean, that person, whoever, that many-parted person has to be able to fit the you that you are. And I think that's one of the things, like, if they can't hang with you at church, if they can't hang with you in the street, if they can't hang with you at the house, then they're probably not a good fit. Like, they got to be able to,
yeah,
they got to be able to hang at all of the levels. So,
I agree. I fully agree. Fully agree. So, good combo. Good combo. So I think we're going to get into Petty Potpourri tonight a little bit. You know, we got to do that. I feel like part of the conversation has already been Petty Potpourri, but let's
yeah,
go on into Petty Potpourri. So it's been a great show. If you're just tuning in, shame on you. But anyway, you know, you can always listen to the link later if you missed anything. Or, you know, you can listen to the link later if you listen the whole time. We've had a great discussion, but of course, each week we do something called Petty Potpourri, where it's quick fire rapid response to a simple question of the day. And this week's question is, speaking of there being levels, I knew you weren't the one when, dot, dot, dot. What y'all got?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay, you go ahead.
Go. No, you go. Ladies first, ladies first.
I knew you weren't the one when you couldn't change my tire and I had to change my own tire. I mean, really, dude? I know more about a car than you do. You can't.
Where does this go?
What
is this called?
A
nugget? I knew you weren't the one. I knew you weren't the one when your red hair matched your red shoes. No, absolutely not.
Oh.
That's not going to work. This is not going to work. You can pick one, but we can't have both. The hair,
okay,
all hairs cannot match your shoes. I'm sorry.
All right. I knew you weren't the one when your hair grew longer than mine. Like, I'm sorry, but you can't have a perm that's better than mine. You got to go. You got to go.
No
I'm
doubt.
If your hair is straight and your hair is longer than mine, peace, dude.
No.
You got to
this
go.
Is not going
to
work for me.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
It doesn't work. Mm-mm.
I knew you weren't the one.
Listen, I'm jumping in tonight. I knew you weren't the one when you knew all the damn song lyrics to the Beyonce song better than I did.
Oh,
okay.
And you were in the mirror
that is
singing.
A problem.
What?
It's a problem for me.
I'm
so sorry.
Living your truth. Living. I knew you weren't the one when you thought that French was a very foreign language. You're like, what is that? I don't know that word. What is fromage? No, you got to go. We can't. We don't have life.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I knew you weren't the one when I took you to a nice restaurant and you put the napkin on your neck, like you put it under your collar to eat. Like I knew we weren't going to work. Because you didn't know what that was supposed to go in your lap. Like, that's a problem.
I knew you weren't the one when you took lemons and sugar and made your own lemonade at the restaurant.
Oh, my. And I have seen that one. No.
Ma'am, this hurt. Ma'am, this is not
ma'am,
your
sir.
Time to make your
ma'am,
own
sir.
Special country time in here. This is not, okay, do you want lemonade? I will pay for you for lemonade. We don't have to
put
make lemonade
Splenda
over here.
Down. Put that damn Splenda down. No. Oh my gosh. I'm over it. I think we have a caller.
Yes, we do.
This is the Kicks and Giggles Show. What's your question or comment? Hi, this is the Kicks and Giggles Show.
Are you there?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's the last opportunity for a caller for tonight. Sean, I think you got a motivational minute for us. At least I hope you do.
Oh, I do.
We've had a very, very enlightening show tonight.
I do have a motivational minute for us, actually. I wonder if anybody remembers playing Nintendo when it was pixelated and you could only literally make Mario move up, down, front, and back. When I was a kid, my brother was so dang good at the game, he could always get to the next level, partially because he was just gifted with great hand-eye coordination. He practiced regularly, and he actually really loved the game. If I'm honest, I was always a little bit jealous that he could deal with the monster and get to the next level. I, on the other hand, never practiced, preferred to watch, and when I had to face the monster, I just gave up. Maybe you missed it. Some of us are still 10, playing Mario Brothers with our lives because we failed to get up, give our best, face our monsters, and love our lives. Instead, we are consumed by the monsters in our lives, like, you know, depression and self-esteem and all of those kinds of things that they get in the way of us. As we watch others get to their next level, assuming that we don't have work to do and that we don't have a life to get. Here's the lesson of life. If you want to get to your next level, face your mess, get up, and practice, and love the game you're playing. Just like a relationship, there will always be another level to get to, but it's not going to happen if you aren't willing to work. So go get your blessing. That's what I got. Motivational moment.
Wow.
Sean Palmer.
Wow. I feel a little bit convicted on that one. Like, I really need to get myself together. That's what it's for. And I also want to pull out Mario Brothers in play. So, hey, you know, twofold. That's exactly what we needed to hear. To all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in tonight. You could have chosen anywhere to spend your Wednesday night, but we're glad you're here in the sweet spot with us. Come back, have fun with us again next week. We'll be right here at 10 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. The crew will provide the kicks, and I'll always bring the giggles. So we're going to end the night with John Legend, Used to Love You. This is Miss K with S. Dot.
Hey.
Gina Moe.
Maybe it's me, maybe I bore you. No, my fault, 'cause I can't afford you. Maybe, baby, puppy, Jay-Z would all be better for you. All I could do was love you, baby, when I used to love you.
Oh, this is Miss K with S. Dynamo, DJ DVO, and the whole Kicks and Giggles crew telling you to stay safe, keep it sexy, and be certain to join us next week with the topic booty calls. And we'll finish out the song, but I just wanted to make sure that I shared that with you and gave everybody a chance to say good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.